Good morning, 7:40 on the line. We have David Gashin, the Phantom of the Opera, also Jean Valjean from Les Misérables.
Very good, Tom.
And now, now,
yeah. oui, mon Dieu.
All right. You're doing this Valentine's Day thing at the Cactus Theater.
I am.
Now, you
I
know, we're, you know, it's, you know, Dave, it's just kind of, you know, puts that little egg on her face. They were sitting there trying to, you know, promote the show and sell tickets and all, and the show's already sold out.
Yes, we just found out yesterday it sold out. But good news, my friends. Good news. We are adding a matinee Friday afternoon.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we added a matinee. Well, Don and I thought, do we want to do one on Saturday? Do we want to do a matinee on Sunday? And we figured get everybody in their Valentine mood on Friday. And especially, we were thinking there could be a lot of people who maybe don't like to drive in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Who didn't want to come because it'd be ending late at night or later at night. And so we're going to have the matinee at 4:30.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
We're having the matinee at 4:30. They can go to the matinee, have a nice dinner, then be home early and make it a perfect Valentine's evening.
There you go.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. I'm really pumped about it. It's going to be fun.
So, okay, what are you actually doing for Valentine's Day? Are you, like, with the family, you got the wife, or what do you do when you do one of these concerts?
We celebrate Valentine's on the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah, usually, which is, you know, that's one of the not-so-good things about being a singer or being a concert person, is that you miss a lot of holidays like Valentine's, you know, or you're out of town. Luckily, there's not too many Christmas concerts directly on Christmas, so that's good. I get to be here for that. But on Valentine's, I told Jeannie, I said, so your Valentine's Day gift will be my Valentine's Day concert, and we'll be able to pay our mortgage. So she was pretty happy about that.
There you go. Nice. See, that's an advantage. So what are some of the songs you're going to be?
It beats the Chrome Toaster.
Yeah, exactly. Well, what I'm trying to do is I'm making the concert, you know, Love Lasts Forever type of thing. And in other words, I'm trying to do a song from every era, from the 20s, from the 40s, from the 60s, the 80s. I'm going to skip the 90s because I wasn't a big fan of the 90s music. And then we'll go into today. I thought, you know, I could just sing a bunch of picked love songs and tell stories about it, but I figure there's going to be a whole variety of people coming to the show, people who love big band, people who love pop, people who love country, so I'm kind of mixing it up all around.
Oh, good.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to do a couple Frank Sinatra songs, one or two Michael Bublé's, and some Harry Connick, and then I'm going to throw in, I think I'm throwing in a Garth Brooks song.
There you
which
go.
Would be neat. And if I can learn it fast enough, I think I'll have it by Friday, but a Bob Dylan song, Make You Feel My Love. So, And I just sang three concerts this last weekend where I did My Funny Valentine, so I'm going to do that song for sure. And I would be shot or hung or stoned if I didn't do Music of the Night.
Yes, definitely.
From The Phantom of the Opera. And then now that I've done Jean Valjean, I don't even want to try to pronounce it as good as you just did, Tom. I'll be doing Bring Him Home from Les Mis.
Oh, good.
So, yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
It's really exciting. I love coming back to sing at the Cactus. And every time I come to Lubbock and sing, it's just a wonderful experience. I've never had an experience where I was like, I'm not coming back to Lubbock. So it's,
and they're good people
so
at the
kind.
Cactus.
Oh, Don Caldwell is about the best guy you can be.
Sure.
You know, he's always been kind to me. He's always treated me with the utmost respect and has just treated me like a king every time I've sung with him or, you know, because he was in charge of the centennial celebration a few years back that I sang on. He asked me, he was kind enough to ask me to sing. I was honored to be a part of that. And then the day I got inducted into the Hall of Fame, the West Texas Hall of Fame, he had me sing a concert at the Cactus that day. So it was a wonderful experience there. So that, you know, the cactus and everyone that works there is just so kind. The ushers mm-hmm. and the people who work behind the concessions and the ticket office, they're all very nice to me, and I'm real honored. So,
hey, well, Dave, we appreciate you calling all and checking in with us, and look forward to seeing you maybe a little bit later this week.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot, Tom. I hope to see you guys. Everybody come out and see it. 4:30 is the matinee. There's tickets available.
Good, man. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks
a lot.
Bye.